Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
Let's stand and sing, "Morning Has Broken." It's a new day, a new term, a new beginning. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Gloria, Gloria. We'll say together, O God of new beginnings, you are always reminding us that you are constantly making all things new. Make us ready to receive the gift of your unfailing love and to mirror your generosity in our own lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'm going to read the story of somebody who gets a fresh start, a new beginning. And we'll do that in two or three different ways. We're going to watch the story very quickly. We're going to hear the story read. We're going to hear a couple of wee songs and a poem. That's all going to happen quite quickly. The story of Zacchaeus. The young people in the middle. Would you like to come and watch the telly? Because I know you like to do that. You come up this bit and you'll see it better. Take a chair with you. It's a very good film. on the big telly. I know you like big tellies.
This is Zacchaeus.
Hey there.
Who was a tax collector and very rich. Tax collectors were hated because many people thought they were liars and cheaters.
Ooh.
Zacchaeus lived in Jericho, and one day, Jesus was passing through Jericho.
What's going on?
Jesus is here! Woohoo!
Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was.
Hey, excuse me.
Hey, watch where you're going.
But he was too short to see above the crowd.
Oh, that's it!
So he ran ahead to a place where he knew Jesus would come. He climbed to a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus in the tree.
Oh, hey there, friend.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
He said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. I must stay at your house today.
Oh, all right.
Zacchaeus came down quickly. He was pleased to have Jesus in his house. All the people saw this and began to complain.
Ugh.
Look at the kind of man Jesus stays with. Zacchaeus is a sinner. But Zacchaeus said to Jesus, I will give half my money to the poor. If I have cheated anyone, I will pay that person back four times more. Jesus said, salvation has come to this house today.
What?
This man truly belongs to the family of Abraham. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them.
Well, I think we should sing a wee song about that.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was because he was so short he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. He came down and at once welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here I have given half of my possessions to the poor. If I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is the son of Abraham, for the Son of Man comes to seek and save the lost.
Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel. Praise to Christ our Lord. Please do sit.
Well, every story has its dark side. The shadow. So this is Zacchaeus again, from a slightly different angle. Here's a man we all despise. Damn his hide and damn his eyes. Pray that God will someday free us from that loathsome leech, Zacchaeus. See him sitting at his table, takes as much tax as he's able, stashes some away for later, dirty double-dealing traitor. Lord of liars, chief of crooks, look at how he cooks the books, renders what is ours to Caesar, cheating, money-grubbing geezer. He's the man we love to hate, a vulgar, vapid reprobate, lounging in his lavish house, cringing toady, thieving louse. Wonder how he got so rich, greedy, filching little snitch. We would lynch the poison gnome were he not employed by Rome. Then, when Jesus comes to town, see his smile turn to a frown. Though he's arrogant and proud, he cannot see above the crowd. How we laugh to see him squirm, nasty, creeping, crawling worm. But here's a thing not seen before, a sellout in a sycamore. Now he's shouting from the tree, Jesus, Jesus, look at me. Hope he falls, the tiresome tyke, falls and lands upon a spike. Careful, Jesus, don't be conned. Just ignore him, don't respond. Move on quickly. If you linger, he will twist you round his finger. Then a voice rings loud and clear. Zac, mate, get yourself down here. I spy you in that sycamore, and you're the man I'm looking for. Now he's off to have his dinner with a man who is a sinner and a traitor to our nation. He's gone down in our estimation, fraternizing with our foe. Of all the places he could go, who would think a man like that would take his meals with such a rat? I beg your pardon, did you say Zach's giving half his wealth away, dispensing money to the poor? This too has not been seen before. And if he's asked for too much tax, he's giving fourfold rebates back. Well, that's amazing. If it's true, there's going to be a massive queue. I'm not that easy to deceive. When I see it, I'll believe. He'll fleece us when the master's gone. It's just another tax man's con. But Jesus says it is no scam. He is a son of Abraham. Salvation landed here today. I seek for those who've gone astray. And even though you think it strange, occasionally people change. So do not look at him askance, but give the man a second chance. Of course, at first this all seemed grand, the thought of all that cash in hand. But very soon we came to see that nothing in this world is free. In righteous wrath we had estranged him. Then someone came along and changed him. Thank you, Jesus. Smashing, great. There's no one left now for us to hate. Now Zac is generous and kind. We've nothing left to hide behind. He radiates with joy, and thus his shining light exposes us. His very presence seems to say, my life has changed from night to day. Now tell me, what is stopping you from changing things in your life too? So here's the gist of our complaints. Zacchaeus made us feel like saints, but now we must admit it's true that we are rotten sinners too. We pray that God will soon restore Zacchaeus as he was before, or Jericho shall rue the day that Jesus chose to pass this way.
Bye.
Okay. Different ways to hear the story and think about the story. And the great thing about the story of Zacchaeus is it's one of these little stories that seems like a really nice little story. And we saw the little cartoon and we sang the little songs and it all seems, it's a lovely little quick story. And actually, at the same time, it's about absolutely profound things about human experience and about how we live in the world, how we get through life, and how we feel about other people. There's just one thing I want to notice about it that I'd like us to take away today. And it's to remember what the story, what didn't happen in the story. What didn't happen in the story was that Jesus came across this person that everybody hated because they had a very bad reputation, the tax collectors. And we can't even get close to the feel of that, I think, collecting taxes for the occupying military occupation thing. Can't even get close to what that must have felt like. I watched a program recently about Jersey during the war, and which was occupied, and I had no idea the depths of that experience for all the people that lived there, and the intensity of the relationships between people who lived there and people who either collaborated was the word that's used, you know, worked for the occupying forces, and what that intensity of that feeling. Anyway, so it's hard for us to get close to what people felt about Zacchaeus. And the really important thing I'd like to take away from the story was that it was a preemptive strike. What didn't happen in the story was that Jesus came across this guy and said, you have to change your ways, turn into a different person, and then you'll be forgiven. It didn't happen that way. It was a preemptive strike. Jesus saw him and went up to him and said, I'm coming to your house for tea, which was a very significant thing to do, which is why people were so shocked in the story. The idea of eating with someone who was that out of all acceptability was a really shocking thing. Again, we can't really get close to how that felt. But Jesus went up to him and said, I'm coming to your house for tea first. It was a preemptive strike. And because of that, because this man realized that God loved him, and then he completely changed dramatically, changed his life. That's a very important thing to take away. In our jotters, just for a very short time before we say our prayers, I think all of us, you don't have to do it in your jotter, but it might be helpful. I'd like all of us to try and think about very profound things that have affected us. So, for example, we might be, all of us, could think, I'm sure, of when we've messed up. Don't have to write this down or let anybody else in on that at all. We all are familiar with this idea that all of us have messed up. And maybe also think about the people in the crowd, in the world, in our lives that we think are really messing up. And that we would find very hard to forgive or to be generous towards. Now that could be on the kind of political spectrum, or it could be in the spectrum of people that we work with, or even in our own family, in our own family story. And we could all think of that. So it's actually a very sort of deeply profound story about who we might make a preemptive strike of forgiveness towards. Yeah, so I just want to sort of think about it long enough to actually connect with that possibility.
O God of new beginnings, thank you for the story of Zacchaeus and for the amazing and inspiring forgiveness of Jesus towards someone who didn't deserve or expect to be noticed.
Help us to learn that you will never give up on us even when we fail you, and help us to have imagination and the courage to show compassion, understanding, companionship, as Jesus did.
Beginnings, we thank you for the start of term for children and young people this week and in the weeks ahead, for friendship renewed and for new opportunities, and ask you to be close to those who are going to school or to college or university for the first time. Give all our young people the energy, the friendships and the courage they need to be good learners and to be loving and kind to those around them.
O God of new beginnings, we pray for everyone here, and every family and network of friends represented, that we would always be ready to acknowledge that there are times in our lives when we need a fresh start, and that we would remember your constant forgiveness of us as we forgive others. We think of other people and places we know today who need to make a new beginning, amongst those we know and those in the political or international realm. We pray for our governments and political leaders as they try to work out new beginnings for our nation.
God of new beginnings, draw near to those who are anxious, afraid, weary, or lonely today. May they know that the healing presence of Christ, who longs to go to their house today and give them the assurance of his peace.
Oh,